Welcome to The Pulse here in the Rams studio connected by AT&T. I'm Dani Cleppinger. And even though it's the offseason, it's still a busy time with the head coaching search going on throughout the league and the playoffs. So now it's time to take the pulse of the NFL. First, over the weekend, the Rams officially said goodbye to defensive coordinator Greg Williams. It was reported that the Rams coaches were free to pursue other opportunities, and the Cleveland Browns swept up Coach Williams. It's going to be interesting to see moving forward if he takes any of the Rams' defensive staff with him to Cleveland. But in the meantime, the players went to Twitter and social media and Instagram to say thank you to Coach Williams. Here's William Hayes saying his thanks. He was with Coach Williams for the 3 years that Williams was with the Rams. Also, the rookie Michael Jordan also reaching out to his former defensive coordinator, showing his appreciation. Now let's switch to the search for the Rams' next head coach. Now, it was reported that last week the Rams met with Sean McVay, Harold Goodwin, and Steve Wilks. It was also reported that the Rams had a very busy weekend, went to Foxborough and interviewed Matt Patricia and Josh McDaniels. They also interviewed Bills interim head coach Anthony Lynn and Jacksonville's interim head coach Doug Marrone. Now, it was announced Monday that Doug Marrone is indeed going to be Jacksonville's head coach, so you can take that name off the table. It was also reported on Monday that the Rams have requested to interview Mike Vrabel, Texans linebackers coach. But what's even more interesting is Gary Klein's tweet. Let's turn to that. Kyle Shanahan, the Rams were supposed to interview him this weekend, but bad weather kept them from doing so. So now the Rams cannot interview him until after his playoff game this weekend. And that's if Shanahan is still on the table, as he is highly, highly sought after. The wild card playoff action took place this weekend, and the highlight from the weekend for sure was Aaron Rodgers once again with this Hail Mary touchdown to Randall Cobb. If you have not seen it, no worries. We're going to play it for you right now.
They're going to air it out. Rodgers does this better than anybody. End zone, Cobb, touchdown! Unbelievable!
Packers advance, as do the Texans, Steelers, and the Seahawks. It really wasn't that interesting of a football weekend, that's for sure. If you take a look at Ian Rappaport's tweet, per NFL research, it was actually the most lopsided wild card weekend since expanding to four games in 1990. The average margin of those games this weekend, 19 points. Wasn't pretty. But this weekend should be interesting. If you look at Albert Breer's tweet, the eight teams left in the NFL playoffs are the eight division champions. That's only the third time that's happened since the 2002 realignment. The divisional round kicks off on Saturday with the Seahawks taking on the Falcons. Now, let's check in with some of the players. That's going to take us all the way to New York City, where TJ McDonald had a baby shower with his girlfriend. TJ McDonald, this is going to be his firstborn, and it's a boy. So congrats to the happy couple. And how about a little R&R for the rookie quarterback? Jared Goff posted this photo on his Instagram story out in Cabo. Hopefully he didn't forget his sunscreen. I'm a little jealous of that view right there. That's going to do it for this first edition of The Pulse. If you see anything interesting on Twitter or social media, make sure you tweet it to me. It can be funny, informative, controversial. Send it to me at Dani Clepp. And be sure to stay right here on theRams.com as we continue to cover the search.